You're listening to R&IB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by Nancy Hidre from Birmingham Goalball Club to tell us about the club itself and how goalball can make you feel less isolated. Nancy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Can you tell us a little bit about Birmingham Goalball Club itself, please, and your involvement in it?
Yes, so Birmingham Goalball Club was re-established in 2019. It was originally established in 2012, but we reformed following needing to restructure. I myself joined Birmingham in 2019, so when it was sort of re-established, I moved to Coventry to study at university and then moved to play goalball for Birmingham. So I've been playing for almost 6 years. In September it will be, since joining the club not long after I also joined the committee. So I've been the secretary on and off whilst balancing my studies, and I've also been general committee manager when I haven't been the secretary. So just kind of doing a lot of the fundraising applications and just managing the day-to-day running of the club overall. In terms of playing, I play intermediate, so that is the second out of the three levels at National League play. And I've also joined the club in playing at a couple of international competitions as Birmingham. So we've been to Sweden, to Malmo in Sweden a few times. So I've also done that with Birmingham as well.
So what was it that first drew you to the sport of goalball?
I was around 18 when I first started playing. I originally played for a club down south because that's where my family home is. I was in a really difficult place, slowly recovering from quite bad mental health. And I was really looking to kind of find my feet, get myself out there a little bit and make some kind of social connections, build some friendships, also get some physical exercise and access to an activity or something that was suitable and accessible for me, and where I would feel welcome and not excluded and the same as everybody else. And I just felt really isolated, so I did quite a bit of research at what kind of activities were out there, and I tried goalball and really kind of liked it.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah, pretty much. A lot of our weekends are taken up with goalball. Really nice to kind of have a break, and especially at the competitions we get to see kind of all the other clubs. We host quite a lot of friendly like training sessions, open training sessions. So we have a lot of people from other clubs in the country kind of come down or up to play with us and train together. And it's really, really good because we've got a lot of friends at other clubs. So it's really nice to socialise with them as well and also train, and kind of everyone brings something different. No two players are exactly the same. So it's always good to defend different shots and learn things from other players.
It's interesting that you mentioned having goalball as a bit of an outlet for when you were going through a pretty difficult time mental health wise. How important has not just goalball itself been, but the sense of community built around the Birmingham Goalball Club itself, been for improving mental health? And I know for a lot of people going through sight loss and being diagnosed with an eye condition, that itself can also feel quite isolating. So how important is something like goalball for that?
Extremely important. Personally, for me and my recovery, it's been vital in the sense of it's basically been the catalyst to start recovery in all other areas. So for example, part of going to goalball involved actually, you know, doing the travel to get to goalball, and I didn't always have somebody available to travel with me or take me. At the very start, my parents were dropping me off or coming with me, but that was unsustainable because we obviously trained once a week, every single week, and my parents, you know, had work and other children to look after. So that kind of led on to me learning to train travel on my own, which, you know, if you'd have asked me that about 8 years ago, I would have said never, like I'll never get the train on my own. And now kind of, you know, I get the train wherever I need to go. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'll always prefer to be driven. But when I can't, I've managed to build up those skills to get the train wherever I need to go, and not just goalball related. So, you know, I've done work experience placements, for example, at law firms across the country where I've needed to get the train. I get the train, you know, back and forth from seeing my family. They live in Windsor, so kind of that's all stemmed originally from goalball and from the skills that I needed to come to goalball. Same with things like friendships and going out with friends. A lot of the time after training, we'll go out for meals as a club, because we've all got a really, really good kind of community feel, and we all get on really well with each other. And I think that goalball and the change that it can make to your life, and especially at Birmingham, and the community atmosphere we have here doesn't only apply to people with sight loss. You know, we have volunteers and we're always, you know, looking for more volunteers. We have coaches, we have support staff that we're always looking for. And, you know, we've also got volunteers that have worked with us that really benefited from kind of supporting and making a difference and helping make a difference to the lives of people who are blind or visually impaired.
And Nancy, have you got any advice for any of our listeners? Perhaps maybe they've recently been diagnosed with an eye condition and they're feeling a little bit isolated. Any advice for them on what they could do, whether that be goalball or anything else?
I think definitely try goalball. I think some people have tried it and they don't like it, which I could never understand how that's possible. But most of the people, you know, that I know that have tried it really, really like it. And I think my advice would be, don't be afraid to ask for help and don't be afraid to accept all of the help that is offered to you, because you never know what could come of it. Even if it's not directly related to what you're looking for, there's so many other skills that you could build, there's so many other things that you could achieve. I think definitely sport can be a very good outlet for people. I myself was never really sporty before goalball, and now, you know, I love going to the gym. I go to the gym 3-4 times a week, and it's one of the highlights of my week. I do Pilates, hot Pilates, all kinds of different sporting activities. I also play visually impaired tennis and blind football, and again, they're fundamental parts of my week that I really, really enjoy. So I definitely think try everything once and then you can make your decision whether you like it or not. And if you don't like it, you never have to try it again.
Sound advice. Well, my final question for you, Nancy, is there anything coming up with a Birmingham Goalball Club in the not too distant future?
So we train 2-3 times a month. We update our social media very, very regularly. So we're on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is BHAMGoalball1. So if you'd like to give us a follow on there and be up to date with everything, we have regular training sessions. We also attend different events as much as we can. So we will be at the Disability Festival on the 5th of July, and we'll also be at Sight Village on the 7th and 8th of July. So if you're there, please come over and say hello, and we'll be very willing to share more information with yourselves and give you our leaflets and business cards. And yeah, everyone is always welcome to a training session. You can email us at birmingham.bgc@outlook.com, and we'll be more than happy to welcome you and give you any support that you may need. If you need collecting from the train station, for example, and we'll also be able to give you any support with sighted guide, etc., that you would like if you come and join us. Also looking for volunteers, always anyone that would like to help out, and there's so many progression opportunities. You can progress to becoming a coach for the club, you can become an official working with Goalball UK, and you can also become a referee. The opportunities with the sport are endless, not just for people who are visually impaired, but for everybody.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Nancy Hidre from Birmingham Goalball Club, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, it was a pleasure to be here.